I have to tell you, I did something for myself in my business that I am absolutely loving right now, even though it makes no sense. I am now recording my podcast audio only, like I once did. Back to the OG format, and I freaking love it. I love it so much because I can just come on and speak, and I feel more intimately connected to my people than I do when I do it on video. And I have no problem being on video. It just, I don't know, there's something about podcasting that I want to be in the ears and not on the screen. So maybe you can take something from that in your own life and business. Maybe there's something you've been hesitating to allow yourself or give yourself permission to do that you really, really want to do differently, but everybody says it won't make sense, so you keep falling into the pattern. If there is, just do the thing the way that you want to do it. So today, I'm going to run you through a case study of a reading that I had with a 4-1 manifesting generator. 4-1 emotional manifesting generator. I'm not going to tell you any of her secrets. I'm not going to tell you anything that would identify her, as I never would. But there is so much from this reading that you can take and use in your business. So each step along the way, I'm going to relate this to you and how it may be working regardless of your human design. That sound good? All right, let's get into it. So this particular 4-1 manifesting generator has 3 left-facing arrows. So when you look at your human design chart, the variable is at the top of the chart around your head center. There are 4 arrows. Left-facing arrows require strategy, require sameness, require structure, like things to be a certain way. The more right-facing arrows you have, the more flow you need in your life. You're the opposite of that with right-facing arrows. I'm a quad right. All 4 of my arrows point right. So I need loads and loads and loads of flow. Whether, yes, I believe in structure in businesses and all of those things, but my days have so much flow, it's a little bit ridiculous. This manifesting generator is almost completely opposite because she has 3 left-facing arrows. So what do we know just from these 3 things about her? We know manifesting generator. So we know that she does a lot of things very efficiently. We know that she likes to change things up. She likes things to be different. Her 4-1 profile is the role that she plays in the movie of her client's life, client, audience, whatever. A 4-1 profile is foundational. It is the most foundational of foundational of foundational in human design. A 4-1 or a 1-4 profile, because both of those profile lines build foundations as they move through life. You're looking at stability on steroids with that profile. And that's how her people experience her. Remember that you can't get away from your definition, and your profile is part of your definition. Your definition, the colored in areas in your chart, gates, channels, profile, type, all of the jazz, that is what you're broadcasting out into the world. And then these 3 left-facing arrows of her, we layered that on because we always look at all of the nuances in each chart, and we're only going to look at some of them here. We're not going to look at the whole chart, or we'd be here for an hour and a half like we were in her reading. These 3 left-facing arrows are very structured. She is someone who people will experience as structured. She is someone who needs structure in her business. And she came in because her membership isn't attracting the right amount of people. She has huge launches, and then not enough people convert. So we were poking holes in this. Now, from my brain, as an entrepreneur who has done now 6 multiple types of businesses, I've run 5 multiple 6-figure businesses across 5 different industries, and I'm a quant right in human design. That means that for any kind of business strategy seems to be my thing, you can pull the answer from my brain. When you're with me, you pull the answer from my brain. And I have a gift for seeing patterns in business, holes in business, gaps in businesses where things just don't make sense. So one of the things that this person was doing, because she's a manifesting generator and she loves for things to change, and also because in the online space, so many times we think that we can't possibly do the same thing more than once. That came up a few times in our conversation, and it might be coming up for you, where rather than repeating an offer, a launch, a workshop, a webinar, rather than repeating it, you want to make it new. You want to do the next shiny thing because you think that that's what people need from you, but they don't, for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons being that people need 27 touches in order to buy from you. at least 27 touches. They need to experience you in your element often more than once. It doesn't matter what level you're at in your business. Most entrepreneurs will tell you that the bulk of their business comes from people who repeat through their launches. I have people with CBD, my signature content by design program, that have been through 3 and 4 launches before they buy. So each launch, I'm only going to change up 1 or 2 things because I don't want it to be an entirely different thing where, one, they would be spinning. Like, we can only man MG on people so much. They would be spinning. And another thing we really have to watch for in our launches and in our anything that we're doing online is that sometimes people are full. Sometimes people come in and we give them so much because we want to give them so much. We want to make it worth their time. We want to make it valuable for them. They've paid money to be there, whether it's $27, $97, whatever it is. We think that the more we pour on them, the more it's worth. But actually, the opposite is true. I'm going to tell you, probably the last 3 business strategy sessions that I did, we went in and looked at their launch mechanism, which would be your challenge, your webinar, your workshops, your whatever, however you choose to do your launches. We went in and looked at that, and then we looked at the offer, and 2 things were happening in all 3 cases. One thing was, for sure, the people were full. They came through and they're like, okay, I just need some time to digest all of this before I start something else. And think about how we launch in the online space. So many times we have our launch mechanism, challenge, whatever, and then within a week, we're straight into the program and people feel like they need to catch up maybe on the replays, on the worksheets, on whatever it is that you've done. So they're already full. We're giving them too much. And I have been so guilty of this. Every single CBD launch, I pare it back even more. And every single CBD launch, I have talking points for my masterclass series or whatever it is that I'm doing. And I don't even hit half of those by the time we get to the end of the masterclass series. Every time. Even though it's been pared back. I mean, I shudder to think the people who went through the first launch, how full their brains were when they got out of that thing. It doesn't serve them. Because remember, the gold is you actually helping them to integrate the things that they're learning, not just piling up more information. We do not need more information. We are drowning in information. So the second thing that is happening in these strategy sessions, readings, whatever that I'm doing with entrepreneurs, is that the launch mechanism, the topic of the launch mechanism, does not match the offer. Oh my God, we work on this constantly in Design to Profit, my community. We can do lots of things. As entrepreneurs, we can do lots of things. No matter what your type, you are talented at many, 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 many things. And you get in and you think, well, this would be fun. Well, I can teach them this, but it doesn't match the thing you're trying to sell. And that's what happened with this entrepreneur, is that the challenge topic had no bearing on the thing that she sells. It was just one of those fun things that can be, well, I want to show them everything that's in my membership. I want to show them that I can do this, and I want to show them there's a module on this, and there's a thing on this, and there's a thing on this, and there's a thing on this, and a thing on this. Guess what? They don't have capacity for all of that. You want to give them the simplest, easiest path of least resistance into your world. Make it seem easy. And then when they get there, let it be easy. Now, you can do your membership or your offer however you want. You are the boss of you. I would really strongly encourage you to do it according to your human design. My membership, Design to Profit, is based on my human design. How I deliver best. How I deliver best is in groups, in short sessions, super duper intense, and then we're done. We have live calls and a Facebook group. We do not have content in that membership. You have the replays, but we do not have modules and all of those things. Because that's not where you're going to get the juice from me. You're going to get the juice with me live in the room, looking at your chart, looking at your business, poking holes, helping you with your launch. So really look at how you are designed to build your business, how you are designed to build your offer, and build it that way. Don't overfill it with information. And make sure that your launch mechanism, the thing that you're offering to entice people into your world, whether it's a program, a course, a membership, whatever you're enticing them into, make sure it matches. It needs to make sense for that next step, and it needs to leave a gap. It has to be related. Now, for this particular MG, she has a defined will as well. I can hear a defined will. My will is completely open and kind of off on its own in my human design. So that means like it's a shit ton of life lessons have happened in that undefined, that completely open will center. And I can spot a defined will from a mile away, and I attract defined wills like you would not believe in my business. And I can hear and feel that defined will fighting to prove. Because remember, the defined will center does have something to prove. So this particular MG, she wants excitement. And her defined will wants to prove that she can do it all. So look at your own business and see, defined will or not, where are you acting from a place of, I mean, with our undefined wills, we can try to prove as well, but we're not supposed to try to prove. So where can you in your business see that you're trying to prove yourself, that you really don't have to prove yourself? Where can you let it be enough? In this entrepreneur's case, people come to her for the stability of her 4-1 because that's who she is to them. They soak in the confidence of her defined will. This is part of her offer that she sells, is leaning into her confidence. Now, here's another thing that I'm going to talk with you about in your messaging. So many times entrepreneurs are trying to sell confidence. You cannot sell confidence, just like you cannot sell self-love. What you sell is what that confidence gives the person. So hold on to your hat for a second here. I'm going to go big human design here for a minute. I'm going to go deep human design here for a second. Just hold on to this. You may have to hear it more than once, and that's okay. People will experience your definition always. It's what you're broadcasting out into the field. It's what they feel from you. It's how you deliver what you deliver. But you will bring them in through your openness, because that's where your wisdom lives. That's where your come hitherness lives, in your openness. So for this particular entrepreneur, people feel the confidence within her. She's a super confident woman. They feel it within her. She doesn't have to talk about it because they already are soaking that up from her. They're soaking up the energy of her 3420 channel. When she piles on the content in a launch on top of all of that MG power, people are probably scrambling for the hills when they get out of that launch. I know how it is as an MG. I know that there are going to be certain people who get out of my aura when we're in launch mode. They get out of my aura afterwards and they need to sleep for about a week after dealing with me. I get that. And that's okay. So we have to be intentional about what we're putting into these pieces of our business. I think I'm going to end this here. And in next week's episode, I will walk you through, from this chart, how we looked at the definition versus the openness. And in my content by design, like, we go through this over and over and over and over again, because it takes a while to get, because it's counterintuitive. But I'll go through with you next episode how she was trying to make sales from her definition. And we actually pulled the pieces of her openness that tie in to that confidence that people feel from her, that tie into that stability that people feel from her. I love to hear from you. I love to have conversations in my DMs. If your brain exploded, if you realized, holy crap, in my own business, my launch mechanism doesn't match my offer, I filled them up so full, of course that's why they didn't buy. Holy cow, I'm not matching my business to my actual profile and my actual human design. Or maybe you are. Either way, I would love to hear from you. Because podcasting can be such a one-way street, and I love to have things to respond to. So you can hit me up with a DM on Instagram. It's vicky.dixon. I'll put the link in the show notes for you. Super easy to find. And let's have a conversation around this.